Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. It seems impossible, but we've almost completed 9 full months of recording these 5 days a week, 5 to 6 minutes a day, weekday prayer-filled meditations. And thousands of you have joined us, and I'm so grateful. Today, I want to take you to a short piece in Proverbs chapter 27, beginning in verse 2, where the scripture says, "Let someone else praise you, not your own mouth, a stranger, not your own lips." You know what I've discovered? That when we have to slip to a place that we have to brag on ourselves, or we have to claim that we are self-made men or women, that we've actually shown the world the very worst part of who we are. The ego, self-centered, the driven part within us that says, hey, I want to make sure everybody knows who I am and what I do. And social media is such a part of that. I fall prey to it, and so do you, but at varying degrees. Today, as we enter into a time of meditation, I invite you to start with asking the Lord to just humble you, to step into your life and remind you that, Lord, today I can do nothing apart from you, and yet with you, you're working through me, I can accomplish all things. So today, let's not take this day for granted, and let's say to the Lord, Lord, today I'm grateful for, and then name 2 things before the Lord that you're grateful for today. And now I invite you to take a moment and let's breathe deeply. Let's hold that air as we bring it in, it's life-giving oxygen. And then imagine being able to send that life-giving oxygen to the part of your soul that needs it most. Maybe it's your heart, maybe it's a joint, maybe it's just a broken heart, maybe it's loneliness. Maybe you have an injury or a disease or some illness. Whatever that is, send it to it and ask the Lord to use that to touch your body today. Let's breathe deeply, send it, and then as we force that air out, let's force out the frustrations and the anxiety of this life and prepare ourselves to simply hear from the Lord. Let's breathe. You ready? Hold it. Now imagine sending it and force it out. Now this time draw this breath deeply in through your nose and hold it, send it, and let's force it out through our mouth. You ready? Hold it. And send it and force it out. It's a beautiful thing that we can prepare ourselves to be able to hear from the Lord as we have a time of meditation. Not just prayer that we seek and ask and talk, but prayer is a two-way conversation so that we hear from the Lord with his nudges, his promptings, his direction, maybe even his voice. So I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments, and you settle in with a moment of quietude and solitude. Well, in Proverbs 27, verse 1, right before we read, "Let someone else praise you," we read these words, "Don't brag about tomorrow, since you don't know what the day will bring." We really don't know what will happen tomorrow, but we do know that what we face today, we need to be fully present for and fully prepared to receive God's direction in our life. I pray today, Lord, would you go before every listener, every participant, and give them clarity, peace, power, and direction in their life today. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another Weekday Meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.